New York sites. Page 66. Listen to the opinions about New York while looking at the photos and the map on pages 65 to 68.
Hey everyone listening out there. I'm glad you could join me today. Okay, so we always hear lots about how great New York is. It's the capital of the world, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, what is the big deal, really? I've been to the great beaches of Australia, to the southernmost tip of Africa where the two great oceans meet. I've been to both London and Paris, two large cities. What is so special with New York, I ask? I imagine it's just another big, noisy, overcrowded city. My friend, though, is trying to convince me otherwise. So I'm going to meet her now, and you get to come with me.
Hey, Celia. I just came back from shopping down in Soho. I also had to go for brunch with a couple of friends. It's Sunday, after all. I'm glad you decided to stop by. I'm going to show you what I love about New York.
Go ahead. I'm not sure I'll change my mind, but you could give it a shot.
Our first stop is the Empire State Building.
Not very original, but okay.
That's because you've never been up in it. The view from up there is unbelievable. It's actually the first building that was built with more than 100 floors. Mm. It was built in 1931, and since the destruction of the World Trade Center, it is the tallest building in New York City again. Yeah. However, Freedom Tower is now being built where the World Trade Center once stood, and it is expected to be complete in 2013. It's going to be 108 floors. So, 6 more floors in the Empire State Building. What I like most about the Empire State Building is the floodlight on top of the building, which changes depending on events or season. For example, the lights are red for Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. And when the Simpsons movie was released, it was completely lit in yellow.
Are you allowed to go up to the very top?
Well, most people go to the observation deck on the 86th floor, but there's also one at the top, the 102nd floor. You have a better view of the entire Manhattan from the 86th.
Isn't it dangerous to let lots of people go up to the top of the building, though?
Well, there's a big fence now around the observation deck. Yeah. There are a number of people who have jumped over the years. One time, a lady jumped from the observation deck on the 86th floor, only to be blown back onto the 85th floor. All she did was break her hip.
That sounds crazy.
Now, we're off to Brooklyn.
Really? I thought Manhattan was where it all happened.
Not anymore. Brooklyn is a real hot spot. More and more people move there from Manhattan. Of all the places in New York City, Brooklyn is where most people live.
Huh.
It's got its own unique art scene. The beautiful Brooklyn Museum and the neighborhood park slope is amazing. It's close to Prospect Park, a big park with its own botanical garden. A lot of famous writers live in Park Slope. It's like a small town of its own.
But I thought New York was Manhattan.
That's a mistake a lot of people make when they visit New York. But there's a lot more to see than the usual midtown sights. Brooklyn is more so the real New York. And when we return to Manhattan, we can walk across the Brooklyn Bridge and see the entire Manhattan skyline.
Hey, the cars are driving under us.
Yep. The Brooklyn Bridge crosses the East River, and the cars go on the lower deck while pedestrians and bikers use a walkway on top. It was built in 1883, 6 times as strong as needed. People were afraid that it wasn't going to hold. To prove it was strong, 21 elephants were led across the bridge in 1884. And more than 100 years later, it is still standing.
Oh, wow. And hey, there's the famous Manhattan skyline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of getting tired from all this walking.
This is New York. Walking is absolutely the best way to get around the city. Your feet might get sore, but that's just something you have to live with.
Okay, so what's our next stop?
How about Chinatown? It's not too far from here. Walking into the part of New York called Chinatown is like entering a whole different country. The signs on storefronts and restaurants are all in Chinese, and the streets are narrow and winding, not like any other part of the city.
It's really bustling.
Mm-hmm. New York's Chinatown has more Chinese people in one place than anywhere else in the Western Hemisphere.
It's quite an exciting place. So, what is the one special thing Chinatown can offer?
Are you in the mood for something to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Here you can find the best Chinese food in the city. Dumplings and spring rolls served just like in China.
Well, that's pretty good, I guess.
In Chinatown's largest park, Columbus Park, you will often see people doing Tai Chi in the morning, playing table games, or just relaxing. People both live and work in New York's Chinatown, which is quite rare.
So, what's next?
Well, I've shown you some parks in New York, but not the greatest one of them all.
Central Park.
Yep. A national historic landmark since 1963. It's 3.4 square kilometers and looks like a rectangle from above. What really surprises people is the clash of the noisy city and the quiet park. When you enter the park from Fifth Avenue, it suddenly becomes quiet. And walking further into the park can make you entirely forget that you're in this huge, loud city. Well, except the skyscrapers peeking up from above the trees in the distance, I guess.
But how did they keep this area from being torn down when the city was built?
Well, it's kind of the other way around. They actually built the park in the city. While much of the park looks natural, it is in fact almost entirely landscaped.
Oh.
It contains several natural-looking lakes and ponds, and even a large area of natural woods among the great lawns.
So it's a man-made park.
That's right. And it also has extensive walking tracks, two ice skating rinks, the Central Park Zoo, the Central Park Conservatory Garden, a wildlife sanctuary, and a reservoir with an encircling running track. There are also lots of grassy areas for playing different sports and baseball fields. The so-called Great Lawn is full of people trying to get some sun in the spring. It's crazy. It feels like every single person in New York City is lying on the grass here.
There's actually a zoo in the middle of the city?
Well, yeah, a small one. But it has polar bears. Something you'd not expect in the middle of Manhattan.
Ha ha, very surprising, I suppose. And poor things. How awful for a bear to live in the middle of the city instead of in its natural environment.
Yeah, I agree with you. Central Park is also the home of two famous restaurants, the Boathouse and Tavern on the Green.
I think I might have seen those places in a movie.
Yes, Central Park is featured in a lot of movies.
Ugh, my feet are killing me now.
Well, it's starting to get dark. We've walked around all day. Let's take the subway, the second best way to get around in New York City. We'll take the train from 59th Street down to 42nd. That's our last stop, Times Square.
Oh, I'm glad you're with me. The subway map looks so confusing.
Well, if you're not used to it, it can be. There are over 400 stations throughout Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens.
Whoa.
It is among the world's busiest metro systems and the only one to run 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This means that you can count on the MTA New York City Transit to take you to where you want to go. Once you get the hang of it, it's not that complicated. And it's not very expensive to use either, which is good.
Hey, wasn't it dark when we went down into the subway? It looks like it's sunny outside again.
Well, that's Times Square. Coming out of the subway, it might look that way, but it's just all the bright lights. You can locate Times Square from other parts of Manhattan as well, because the lights are so visible in the night sky.
I would never have figured it being this spectacular.
That's also what all the animated advertisements are called. Spectaculars. The area got its name on April 8th, 1904, and just 3 weeks later, the first electrified advertisement appeared on the side of a bank. Times Square quickly grew as a cultural place full of multiplex movie theaters, music halls, and nice hotels.
So it has always been a fun place?
Not always. In the middle of the 20th century, the neighborhood was considered dangerous with its drug dealers and shady businesses. But later on, Times Square was cleaned up and is a much more tourist-friendly area now. Many real New Yorkers hate Times Square because it's so artificial, but I think it has its charm. It's obviously one of New York's iconic images with its large neon signs and jumbotrons fighting over the space on the buildings. Some famous companies displayed here are MTV, Toys R Us, and the giant NASDAQ sign.
I see why people think it's a bit commercial with all the advertisements. But at the same time, I must say it's kind of beautiful with all the lights, especially in the evenings.
It's also known for its big New Year's Eve celebration, with the countdown and the ball that drops.
Yeah, I've always wondered why they do that.
Well, the ball is supposed to signify the new year as it approaches. It has been a tradition since 1907. Well, that's about it, my friend. Just a few of my favorite things in New York.
Wow, thanks. I've learned so much today. I think my problem with New York has always been that there is too much to see and that it's difficult to appreciate all the parts of the city. But I guess all that's needed is more time spent in New York. And I will definitely come back soon to see all the other million things the city has to offer.